We played a bit earlier on, now in its entirety.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Gonna help him put asunder bad guys who like to loot and plunder.
You'll pay for this, Captain Planet. We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Cause saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not.
The power is yours and the voice is yours too. David Coburn, Captain Planet.
Yeah, it's me.
David, first of all, thanks so much for taking our call today. I know you're not feeling well.
I'm honoured to be with you guys today. How you doing?
Good, good. So you were the voice of Captain Planet, but you weren't the very first person to be the voice of Captain Planet. You took over from somebody.
Well, they tried to do it with somebody else, but it didn't work.
Yeah, who was that person?
Some guy. Named Tom Cruise, I think. Tom Cruise? No. Tom Cruise was originally hired along with a bunch of other celebrities to launch the show and use their celebrity status to make it popular. Back in the early 90s, we had, I don't know, Whoopi Goldberg and Meg Ryan, Sting, Dean Stockwell, Ed Asner, lots of other amazing, yeah, amazing people. And they wanted Tom Cruise to play Captain Planet, and they recorded 6 episodes. Apparently, they weren't happy with the results.
So you, like a real-life superhero, stepped in to save the day.
Or, you know, like the trash truck guy who comes in after not being on strike after a while to get the stuff off the sidewalk. He did 6 episodes. His contract would kick in if he did the 7th episode, and they just didn't want to. They just didn't want to work with them. They told me that they needed somebody that was more accessible to kids, and it was kind of a warmer sound. They didn't want a cold traditional superhero voice. They wanted somebody that kids could relate to.
Okay, remind people about Captain Planet. It was ahead of its time.
It was 25 years ahead of its time. Mr. Al Gore,
yeah,
helped create the
Vice
Internet.
President of the United States of America.
Indeed, at one point. He created the modern environmental movement along with other pretty important people like Ted Turner, who created Captain Planet. And they were all pretty visionary at the time. They had seen things that we couldn't see. Even now, it's kind of shocking how blind the planet still seems to all these issues.
Yeah, because Captain Planet and his Planeteers took on the enemies of the environment.
The eco-villains.
Eco-villains, yes. Eco-villains, sorry. Yeah, enemies of the environment, eco-villains, yeah.
We had, I think Ed Asner played a character named Hoggish Greedley, and Jeff Goldblum played a guy who lived in the sewers of New York called Loot and Plunder.
Or was it Verminous Scum?
Verminous Scum.
Yes.
And James Coburn played Loot and Plunder.
Right. And Meg Ryan played Dr. Blight.
Dr. Blight. Tim Curry played her evil computer, Mal.
So it was a big budget thing back in the day.
No.
Right.
No, so, there, sir, you are wrong.
Right.
No, everybody in the cast agreed to work for minimum wage.
Right, because of the message.
Yeah.
Right.
We had no idea how far-reaching the message was going to be at the time, but...
And it changed your life, didn't it, voicing Captain Planet? Did you become more environmentally aware? Was that it?
No question. Yeah. I mean, I had a responsibility to sort of uphold certain values when I was doing public speaking. And I did a bunch of Earth Day ceremonies in Los Angeles. I did a bunch of local press when we launched the show. And met Mikhail Gorbachev and his wife, Raisa, and at the Environmental Media Awards. And I couldn't be walking around with a cigarette in my hand or throwing trash out the window.
No.
So it did change my life. It woke up a sense of responsibility and stewardship in me that was always there, but it had kind of been laying dormant.
Hmm. Where do you live now?
Paris.
Right.
And France.
And did you leave the United States for any particular reason?
I left the United States after a 1-year attempt to get Mr. Gore and Ted Turner to sit down and talk together and create a children's environmental education program, something I was writing, creating, and trying to develop. After Mr. Gore invited me to participate in a training program in Nashville in 2006. I was one of 1,000 people selected out of over 44,000 applicants, and he trained us to teach his science and use his slides and talk to people about global warming in our own communities. He created sort of a cavalry of messengers, and we went out. I spoke to over 60,000 kids on the eastern seaboard of the United States in 2006, 2007, before I moved to Europe. And my goal was to try to was to try to talk to the children of the planet as the voice of Captain Planet. Yeah. I knew that the kids were the only demographic on the planet that aren't motivated by profit.
Yes. And of course, it's their future we're concerned about, isn't it, when we talk
They're
about
the voters and the consumers and the politicians of the future. Yeah. It's all due to.
Yeah. It's fascinating, your story then, you know, because you became a real-life superhero.
No, I'm just a humble actor. I'm just a humble actor, man. But yeah. I do like to say when I speak to people about this job that it is the only acting job I've ever done that ever did any real good for anybody. And it changes the sense of responsibility you approach your craft with when you know that you're carrying an important message that's reaching literally 4 generations, syndicated in over 85 countries, translated in over 90 languages.
Captain Planet, he's a hero.
He is your powers combined and magnified.
Mm. You see, I used to present a show called The Den, which was on in the afternoons here. Mm-hmm. And Captain Planet was, we were sort of continuity. Captain Planet was part of the program lineup.
Did you guys share ideology as well?
We did. Yeah, of course. We were pushing out the message as well. But not as forcefully as you were, obviously. And it's mad when you look back at some of the plot lines. Like, one of them was particularly prophetic, wasn't it? I'm just looking at it here.
Which one are you looking at? There were 117 episodes.
Yeah. One of the planeteers went to the future, and the place was flooded, and things were burning down all over the place. And we're seeing that happening all the time now, aren't we? Increasing floods, increasing bushfires, etc., around the world. And that was envisioned in Captain Planet
literally
all those 20 years ago.
Literally 20 years ahead of its time, yeah.
Yeah. Will it ever get a remake, do you think? Is it too innocent?
I don't know that it'll get a remake. I know that Leonardo DiCaprio purchased the film production rights 2 years ago. He hasn't done anything with them yet, but they're talking about making a Captain Planet live action feature film. I would be delighted if they would call me to do the voice. I don't think that a lot of people are asking on the Captain Planet Facebook page, on the Captain Planet Instagram page, a lot of kids, a lot of fans, even grown-ups like yourself, talk a lot about bringing Captain Planet back. And I think definitely we need an environmental superhero teaching kids about stewardship and environmentalism. I had a real disappointing attempt at releasing the Spanish versions, the Spanish episodes of Captain Planet. I had a deal going with Telemundo in Miami, and I had a couple of really important meetings. We were going to release all of the new Captain Planet, all the old Spanish Captain Planet episodes with new music, new Latin music and Latin artists, and try to create a new buzz and get the message back out there. But Mr. Gore didn't want to work with a billionaire, and the billionaire didn't want to work with a politician.
Give us a bit of Captain Planet there. Earth, fire, wind, water, heart.
Those aren't mine. But
I know. But go on.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Oh, brilliant.
Does it work? Does it still work?
No, it's still there. You still have it, David Coburn. We look, if ever we're back to normal at any stage of the future and you're knocking around Ireland, you'll have to come in and we'll give it more time and have
you're
a real chat.
You're not going to be able to keep me out of the studio.
Right, okay. David, mind yourself.
You too, sir.
See you, Captain Planet. Bye.
Hey,
bye.
The pleasure is mine, but the power is yours.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.